Welcome to the Excalibur Podcast. Today, we'll be going over Inflation Reduction Act tax credits for multifamily owners, investors, developers, and operators. To keep you updated on the available tax programs, we'll break down each program's project type, property qualifications, and their benefits so that you can maximize tax advantages and incentives. The Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, put into place by the federal government to help reduce inflation, includes tax benefits to support energy efficiency. These tax provisions also happen to present some of the biggest financial benefits the multifamily industry has seen in decades. Signed into law in August 2022, the IRA is the most significant U.S. climate regulation enactment in years, creating an estimated $400 billion of economic impact, and between 2022 and 2031, a $58.1 billion reduction in the deficit, according to the Congressional Budget Office. However, the potential impact on the economy will likely be much larger. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget tallied the additional spending and tax breaks. The largest amount, for energy and climate, was $386 billion. To lower inflation, the major strategy that Congress and the administration used was to target the reduction of long-term energy costs by increasing sustainable energy product, reducing carbon emissions, and offering incentives for energy-efficient building improvements, which is where the multifamily opportunity rests. The emphasis on buildings comes from their global responsibility for 37% of carbon emissions, when including those from production of such materials as steel, glass, aluminum, and bricks, as the United Nations Environment Program has reported. Buildings are responsible for 34% of energy demand, according to CBRE Group. Knowing such programs and opportunities exist is important but not enough. Multifamily investors, owners, and developers working across the U.S. will benefit from understanding how aspects of the IRA can help maximize many tax advantages and incentives. Many of the tax incentives and funds will support domestic solar panel production, wind turbines, electric vehicle charging equipment, and more. These may sound industrial, but they can often be used in connection with multifamily properties. According to an analysis by McKinsey & Company, the top three largest funds by industry are energy, manufacturing, and environment, with fund values of $250 billion, $48 billion, and $46 billion, respectively. These funds are available through a mix of tax incentives, grants, and loan guarantees. Tax incentives are directed motivation to encourage private investment in both clean energy technologies and energy-efficient building improvements. Roughly $216 billion of the tax incentives are available to directly offset business taxes. Under the right conditions, a company can reduce its tax payments or sell the tax credits to another party. Because the IRA makes tax credits easier to monetize than in the past, it's likely that companies will be able to use these credits as collateral for project development and construction. Sold tax credits reduce an owner's net equity investment in a given project, enhancing returns on invested equity. There are other financial benefits to property improvements and clean technology. They reduce operating costs. In the case of solar power or other energy generation sold into the electrical grid or to tenants, they can directly enhance revenue. The additional cash flow might take a project not yet ready for a construction or bridge loan and provide the capital to enable financing. Some of the most applicable tax incentives for multifamily owners, developers, and investors include 45L New Energy Efficient Home Credits, 179 Energy Efficient Commercial Property Deduction, and 48E Investment Tax Credits. Be sure to check with your legal, accounting, and construction advisors before trying to claim any of them, as there can be many complexities and detailed requirements. Now we'll spend some time breaking down the existing tax programs. We start with the 45L New Energy Efficient Home Credits. Qualified properties must be eligible to participate in the Energy Star Residential New Construction Program or the Energy Star Manufactured New Homes Program and meet the Department of Energy's Energy Star or Zero Energy Ready Home Program requirements. For a single-family or manufactured home first acquired as a residence in 2023 through 2032, tax credits amount to $2,500 with the Energy Star qualification, or $5,000 with the ZERH qualification. For a multifamily building, including mid-rise and high-rise, there are four possibilities. Energy Star alone is $500 per unit. Energy Star and prevailing wages is $2,500 per unit. ZERH alone is $1,000, and ZERH and prevailing wages is $5,000. As a quick note on the prevailing wage rule, The Inflation Reduction Act provides for additional benefits for taxpayers who meet prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements for some of the tax credits. The requirements vary by occupation and location, as defined by the Department of Labor, and are complex, so be sure to involve the appropriate experienced and knowledgeable experts to correctly claim the benefit. Next is the 179D tax deduction. Energy-efficient commercial property deduction, designed for owners of qualified multifamily buildings or designers of EECBP or EEBRP systems installed in buildings owned by specified tax-exempt entities, including certain government entities, Indian tribal governments, Alaska Native corporations, and other tax-exempt organizations. EECBP stands for Energy-Efficient Commercial Building Property, and EEBRP is Energy-Efficient Commercial Building Retrofit Property. Each refers to a type of construction or retrofit that increases energy efficiency. EECBP is installed as part of interior lighting systems, heating, cooling, ventilation, and hot water systems, or the building envelope. It must be part of a plan to reduce annual energy and power costs for the above aspects of a building by at least 25% compared to a building that meets the minimum requirements of 90.1. EEBRP qualification refers to buildings put into service at least 5 years before the establishment of a qualified retrofit plan. A property must be eligible for depreciation or amortization and must be certified as meeting certain energy-saving requirements. For properties placed into service in 2023 and after, the tax deduction is the lesser of the cost of the installed property or, instead, the savings per square feet. As follows, 50 cents per square feet. For a building with 25% energy savings, plus an additional 2 cents per square feet. For each percentage point above 25% energy savings, up to a maximum of 1 per square feet. With 50% savings, maximum deductions increase if local prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements are met, with an increased maximum of 5 times the savings per square foot, which is between $2 and $5 per square feet. Expenses deducted in the prior 3 years can reduce the maximum deduction. Taxpayers can transfer part or all of the tax savings to an unrelated third party under mutually acceptable terms and pricing. At the time of publication, the IRS had not yet released relevant details. Next up is Section 48, Energy Investment Tax Credit, which is for clean energy generation and storage. Properties can involve different forms of generation, including solar and wind technologies, municipal solid waste, geothermal, and tidal. Also qualifying are energy storage technologies, including microgrid controllers, fuel cells, geothermal, combined heat and power, microturbines, and interconnection costs. Base credits for percentages of project costs come in two categories: projects with less than 1 megawatt AC and those with greater than 1 megawatt AC. The former is 30%. The latter is 6%, but meeting prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements can result in an additional 24%, bringing that total to 30%. Then there are additional bonuses: 10% with domestic content minimums, 10% for placement in an energy community such as a brownfield site or area related to mining operations, and 20% for a qualified low-income residential building project or economic benefit project. In addition, for projects with less than 5 megawatt AC in capacity, there is an additional 10% for placement in a low-income community or on Indian land. Some green energy products that carry tax incentives may be eligible for a domestic content bonus credit from the IRA. Domestic content generally means steel, iron, or manufactured products produced in the United States. The bonus can be available under Sections 45, 45Y, 48, and 48E of the Internal Revenue Code. Specifics of any bonus vary according to the project and section. Next is Section 48E, Clean Electricity Investment Tax Credits for Clean Energy Generation or Storage. Unlike Section 48, for projects begun after December 31, 2024, requirements are technology neutral, assuming zero emissions operations with an anticipated greenhouse gas emissions rate anticipated to be no greater than zero. The facility must be in use for at least 5 years or avoid minimum levels of carbon dioxide emissions to avoid IRS recapture rolls. Taxable business entities and certain tax-exempt entities can receive base credits for percentages of project costs that come in two categories: projects that satisfy or are exempt from prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements, and those that do not satisfy and are not exempt from PWA requirements. The former sees a 30% tax credit. The latter sees 6%. Then there are additional bonuses: 10% with domestic content minimums, 10% for placement in an energy community such as a brownfield site or area related to mining operations, and 20% for a qualified low-income residential building project or economic benefit project. For projects with less than 5 megawatts AC in capacity, there is an additional 10% for placement in a low-income community or on Indian land. It can also be possible to claim progress expenditures if the construction period of the facility exceeds 2 years, but credits from those expenditures cannot be transferred, although the post-construction credits can. Next is Section 30 Coulombs, Alternative Fuel Vehicle Refueling Property Credit for fueling equipment for alternative fuel vehicles, like chargers for electric vehicles. The IRA added charging stations for 2- and 3-wheeled vehicles for use on public roads, and bidirectional charging equipment as eligible. Qualifying equipment must be placed in service within low-income communities or non-urban census tracts. Original use had to begin with the taxpayer, and the property must be used primarily within the U.S. Businesses and individuals placing business or investment use refueling property into service can receive the credits for qualified refueling property subject to depreciation equaling 6%. Maximum credit for each single item of property is $100,000. For property not subject to depreciation, the credit is 30% of the cost with a maximum of $1,000 per item. Section 45 Watts. Credit for qualified commercial clean vehicles is another tax program for projects involving plug-in electric vehicles or fuel cell vehicles. The company or nonprofit must buy the vehicle for its own use and not for resale and use it primarily in the U.S. It must be made by a qualified manufacturer, be subject to a depreciation allowance with an exception for vehicles put into service by a tax-exempt organization, and not subject to lease. The vehicle cannot be allowed a credit under Section 30D or 45 Watts. For purposes of the Clean Air Act, it must be treated as a motor vehicle primarily manufactured for use on public roads or as mobile machinery. A plug-in electric vehicle that draws significant propulsion from an electric motor with a battery capacity of at least 7 kilowatt hours if the gross vehicle weight rating is under 14,000 pounds, 15 kilowatt hours if the weight rating is 14,000 pounds or more, or a fuel cell motor vehicle that satisfies some specific requirements. Qualified businesses and tax-exempt organizations receive credits that are the lesser of 15% of your basis in the vehicle, 30% if the vehicle is not powered by gas or diesel, or the incremental cost of the vehicle. The maximum credit is $7,500 for a qualified vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating under 14,000 pounds or $40,000 for all other vehicles. There is no limit on the number of credits a vehicle can claim. A business can carry over a 45 watts credit as a general business credit. Section 45. Renewable electricity production credit are for properties that generates electricity from renewable sources. The property must generate electricity from qualified energy sources, which include wind, closed-loop biomass, open-loop biomass, geothermal energy, solar energy, small irrigation power, municipal solid waste, qualified hydropower production, and marine and hydrokinetic power. Qualified businesses and tax-exempt organizations that own facilities that generate electricity from qualified sources can receive corporate tax credits of up to 1.3 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity generated from landfill gas, open-loop biomass, municipal solid waste resources, and small irrigation power facilities, or up to 2.6 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity generated from wind, closed-loop biomass, and geothermal resources. The credit is good for 10 years after the equipment is placed into service. Lastly, we have Section 45Y, Renewable Electricity Production Credit for properties that generate electricity from renewable sources put into production after December 31, 2024. Unlike previous related tax credits tied to specific technologies, the new credit can be used for any type of technology so long as the facility's carbon emissions are at or below zero. Qualified businesses and tax-exempt organizations may be eligible for a production tax credit of at least $26 per megawatt hour of electricity generated or 30% of energy property basis so long as they satisfy prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements. Without the PWA qualifications, top credits are only a fifth the maximum of the PWA qualifications. At this time, we'd like to thank you for tuning into this week's Barcast. As we continue to support multifamily owners, investors, developers, and operators, we are aware that today's challenges for multifamily are striking and complex. Structuring deals has become difficult with high interest rates, interest rate caps, and other factors complicating financing. However, some of the above tax programs could potentially help offset enough costs to make projects possible. For more information, get in touch with us at xcalibur.com. That is x-calibur.com. Thanks again, and see you on the next podcast.